As we come to you from the Fisher Building in the beautiful, growing new center area at 8-22, a big part of that growth comes to us from our guest, Executive Chairman of The Platform, Peter Cummings. Long time no talk to, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you this morning?
I am excellent. We got to watch your building that you built just on the other side of the Fisher Building. I think apartments, whether they're condos, apartments, co-ops, I'm not sure, but we watched it go up, and I hope it's been very successful for you.
Yeah, that's a project called The Boulevard, which is 230 apartments, 231 apartments, and they've maintained an occupancy of between about 92 and 96% for much of the past 18 months, and more recently, further down on Woodward Avenue in the area near the Whole Foods, we opened last summer 204 apartments that are 91% occupied already. And we see strong evidence of the demand for rental housing in the city of Detroit. Not only in the new center area, but obviously in other areas as well. So
sure.
We find that very encouraging.
Well, it is very encouraging. And frankly, what Bob Riney and his team have announced for the Henry Ford Health System and partners investing $4.2 billion in the neighborhood has got to be, you had to react with great joy over that.
Well, I did, and I thought it was interesting at the announcement that I think it was the mayor who made the point that 100 years ago there were grand plans for New Center sponsored to some degree by the Fisher Brothers and Albert Kahn and General Motors, and those plans were essentially short-circuited by the Depression, but I've seen drawings for three towers, one of which is the Fisher Tower, a matching tower, and a tower of 60 stories. So those were the plans 100 years ago, and
wow.
So we won't be building a 60-story tower that I'm aware of in the New Center area. The vision that some of our leaders had 100 years ago, those visions are being realized now 100 years later, and the drivers are basically healthcare and higher education. So there are tremendous engines that are coming to New Center in the form of Michigan State University, or that are expanding in the form of Henry Ford Health, that I think will establish a new center as a true second center of commerce in the city of Detroit.
Well, it's one of the things that in fact, Bob Riney mentioned in the announcement, president of healthcare operations, COO, Henry Ford Health System, and he's the leader, and he's been there since the beginning of his career and done all good things, and that continues. He said, "We're working with Michigan State University on a joint research institute between 300,000 square feet and 400,000 square feet in size that is deep into the design phase, and we're looking for an exact location. It's going to house physicians, researchers working on translational research to improve population health." And that's you love to hear that, the way they're branching out. And you, as a major developer here in the New Center area, you must be absolutely thrilled. And I do know that you have even more positive and good news, but you're not going to be able to release that to us maybe till next month, as I understand it.
That's correct. We should by next month be able to announce some initiatives that we're going to be involved with in the New Center area, and we're looking forward to making those announcements. And I think the location, Paul W., for the research facility has been settled on in the area that is bounded on the south by One Ford Place and on the north by the Pistons Performance Center. So, you know, the Pistons and Henry Ford Health will be taking the initiative in that development, but the sort of the centerpiece will be this joint research facility that Henry Ford Health and Michigan State University are going to co-sponsor, that will move them up to the top, together move them up to the top 30 grantees for NIH grant money in the country. So it's going to have, I think, a real transformational impact on the already impressive research efforts of those two institutions.
Now, I was reading R.J. King on that report in D Business Magazine, and it's a good way to stay on top of these things. I want to thank you, Peter, for your support for our St. Patrick's Day celebration Friday, and I'm sorry you're not going to be able to be with us, but we'll be thinking of you and, again, appreciative of your support.
Always a pleasure to support your initiatives, Paul W.
Well, and it's a pleasure to hear about and support your initiatives. We're all in this together. And boy, oh boy, the new center has so much to celebrate in so many ways and for so many reasons, and a lot of them coming from you, Peter. Peter Cummings, Executive Chairman of The Platform. We'll look forward to talking again soon and seeing you soon, Peter.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul W.
You take care. You know, he was a big developer in Florida, too, and came back home, if you will. He may still have his Florida developments, but he came back home and put his attention here, where it all began, at the Fisher Building, as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.